主啊，我们再一次到你的面前，恳求你用你的真理光照我们，用你的意象来使我们看到你永远的旨意，用你自己的圣手托住这个聚会，用你的爱充满我们众人的心。主啊，求你的灵引导我们的思想，引导我们的感情，引导我们的意志，使我们全人在你的引导之下顺从你，走在你的旨意中间。你赐福你无用的仆人，给他当讲的话语，使将他发力的头感一领，把你的真理毫无折扣的传讲清楚。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们。十字架，十字架，永是我的永永，我恩从罪都洗净了。好耶稣宝血，再唱十字架，十字架，永是我的永永，我终最都已清洁，为靠耶稣宝血。请坐，
你是席者。
我们大家打开希伯来书第十一章，再念第三十二节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 32。
我们在这节圣经里面要提到几个人物来思想。
We want to meditate upon a few of the characters.
上个礼拜我们思想了有关于基甸的信心的问题。
Last week we already meditated upon Gideon.
我们大家再念第三十二节。
Verse 32。
翻到了一同开声来读。
Let us read it together.
二三。基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶夫他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。我们都已经丢到这个地方。我们上个礼拜思想有关于基甸蒙召和侍奉的事情。
Last week we mentioned about the matters regarding Gideon, how he was called by the Lord.
我们今天要思想关于参孙的侍奉的事情。
And today we want to talk about the ministry of Samson.
这些圣经一共提了六个人的名字。
There are six characters mentioned here.
再加上众先知这句话。
Together with the prophets.
这告诉我们希伯来书的作者愿意把旧约里面所有伟大的人或者有大贡献的人都提出来。
It means that the author of Hebrews wanted to mention all the great men of faith in the Old Testament.
是因为你时间不够。
But because there wasn't enough time.
所以他就在这一节里面做一个总结。
And so he has a summary here.
那么这节圣经提到了基甸，又提到参孙。
Here there is Gideon and also Samson.
又提到巴拉，提到撒母耳，提到大卫，还有耶夫他六个人。
And also Barak, Jephthah, David and Samuel.
从次序来说，不是照着历史。
The order of things is not chronological.
因为耶夫他是在参孙之前。
Because Jephthah should be before Samson.
他的这里是在参孙之后。
But here he's listed behind.
巴拉是在基甸之后。
Barak is before Gideon.
这里是在基甸，巴拉是在基甸之前。
But here it is listed after.
这里是写在基甸之后。
Here is behind.
所以这样呢，就不是从历史的年代来看这些的人物。
So we see the listing is not by historical chronology.
我要在其中记住几个人来思想。
I am going to list a few of them.
为什么今天我们要把这个参孙跟基甸做一个对比呢？
Why do we want to do a contrast between Samson and Gideon?
因为两个人是完全不同的。
The two were completely different.
基甸在世界上。
When Gideon was on the earth,
蒙受了神的呼召，才知道神要他做什么。
He was called by the Lord before he knew what he was all about.
参孙没有生出来以前
，But before Samson was born,
神就把他赐下来，指定他做什么事情。
The Lord already gave him a order.
这样，基甸是在人生的过程中间领受神的呼召。
Therefore, Gideon received his call in the progress of his life.
参孙是在上帝的旨意中间把他赐给以色列人作为他们的士师。
But Samson was given as the judge of the Israelites by the will of God.
基甸是个很普通的人。
Gideon was a common person.
所以他士师需要清楚知道上帝的带领引导是怎么样的。
And so he needed to know every time what the leading of God was all about.
参孙是天生的一个勇士。
But Samson was born a mighty warrior.
他的体魄高大，他的力气过。
He was huge and was very strong.
所以他丰丰富富，神给他的天赐给的这些的这个资，这样的天资，这样的这个这 上帝特别赐给他自然的和这些的恩赐。
Therefore, naturally, he had in abundance the talent and gift of God.
所以在基甸的侍奉里面
，in the worship of Gideon,
你看见他很清楚、很认真的追求神的引导。
You will see that Gideon wanted to know the will of God very carefully.
在参孙的生平中间
，but in the life of Samson,
你几乎没有看见他好好寻求上帝的旨意。
You will never see him seeking the will of God.
从人的眼光来看。
Humanly speaking,
参孙是个很吸引人、很伟大的一个传奇的人物。
Samson was a mystical kind of a person.
但是呢，从神的国度来看
，but from the kingdom of God,
参孙的贡献没有特别。
The contribution of Samson was not spectacular.
因为在四世纪里面
，in the judges,
我们上个礼拜已经一大家思想到有几个次序是循环不绝。
We already mentioned that there's a cyclical process.
那么当以色列人求告上帝的时候
，when the Israelites called upon the Lord,
神就赐下次序给他们。
The Lord would grant them judges.
所以参孙赐下来是完全不一样的。
But Samson was an exception.
他的父母原是不生育的一对的这个男女。
His parents were barren.
耶和华的使者向他显现。
The messenger of God appeared to them.
告诉他你要生孩子。
And told them that they will have a child.
这个孩子从小生出来以后
，After the child is to be born,
你特别要注意他不可以剃头发。
You must remember not to cut his hair.
一生不可剃头。
For his life, he will not be shaved.
清酒、浓酒都不可以喝。
He cannot take of any alcoholic drinks.
因为他分别为圣，侍奉耶和华，终身做拿细耳人。
He is a Nazarene to be set aside to serve the Lord.
拿细耳人就是以神立约的侍奉者。
Nazarites are people who have a covenant with God.
神从参孙没有生出来，就给他分别为圣，做侍奉上帝的拿细耳人。
So before Samson was even born, he was already set aside.
马诺亚对这件事感到非常的惊奇。
Manoah was very surprised by this.
所以他要问这位向他显现的耶和华的使者，你名叫什么？
So he wanted to know the name of the messenger of the Lord.
这个使者对他说，你为什么要问我的名字呢？
The messenger replied, why do you ask of my name?
我的名字是奇妙的。
My name is beyond your understanding.
当他们把祭物献给耶和华的使者的时候，
When they gave offering to the messenger,
耶和华的使者领受这个祭物，
The messenger of the Lord received it.
而且他从这烟的中间呢就消失了，
And he disappeared amidst the fumes.
上升了，
And ascended.
表示他接纳了马诺亚所献的祭。
It means that he accepted the offering of Manoah.
当马诺亚真正肯定这是耶和华的使者的时候，
When Manoah affirmed that this is the messenger of God,
知道他在大祸中间而不自救。
He realized that he just witnessed a great catastrophe.
这个我们要死了。
So he said, "We are to die."
因为我们亲眼看见了上帝的使者。
We have seen God.
这位向马诺亚显现的耶和华的使者是谁呢？
Who was this messenger of the Lord?
这就是没有道成肉身以前的耶稣。
This is Jesus before the incarnation.
这是上帝的第二个位格。
The second person of the triune God.
他还没有。道成肉身以前
，before he become in the flesh，
在旧约里面，他用人的形态向许多人显现过。
In the Old Testament, he appeared in humanly form to many people.
他向亚伯拉罕显现过。
Towards Abraham，
他向摩西显现过。
Moses，
他向约书亚显现过。
Joshua，
在这里他向马诺亚显现。
And here Manoah，
这就是第二位哥以人的形状在人间把自己显现出来的这些记载。
These are recording of the second person of the triune God appearing to man.
为什么你说要第二位哥呢？
Why do you say the second person?
为什么不说这是第一个位哥呢？
Why not the first?
因为在新约逐遍逐步的启示里面，我们看到了从来没有人看见上帝。
In the New Testament's general revelation, we see that no one has ever seen God.
所以神是住在不能见的光里面。
God lives in a light that cannot be seen.
像在旧约里面那些说我亲眼看见上帝的人，
In the Old Testament, those who have seen God,
他们不是看见圣父，
They do not see God the Father.
他们看见圣子，
They are seeing God the Son.
这个人在神学的名词叫做 Theophany。
In theological term is theophany.
就是神以人形的显现。
It means God appearing in a human form.
或者叫做 anthropomorphy。
Or anthropomorphic.
Anthropo 就是人。
The word anthropomorph is human.
Morphy 就是形象。
Morphic is also
是神以人的形象向人显现出来的时候。
It is when God appeared in the human form.
这些人不是看见创造万物的圣父。
So these people do not see God the Father who created heaven and earth.
看见那一位将要道成肉身，在历史中间成为人的耶稣基督。
But Jesus Christ that is to come in the flesh.
那么当神向马诺亚显现的时候
，When God appeared to Manoah，
就应许赐给他一个孩子。
A promise of a son was given.
参孙生出来的时候
，When Samson was born,
他们就照着神吩咐他要谨慎的事来去做。
And they did as commanded by God.
你不可剃他的头。
They did not shave his head.
你不可让他喝清酒浓酒。
Or give him wine.
他在耶和华面前长大。
He is to be grown before God.
他要成为以色列的士师。
He will be an Israelite judge.
要拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
To save them from the Philistines.
或者参孙的故事，我们大家都很熟悉。
I'm sure we are familiar with the story of Samson.
或者我们在主日学里面听过了。
Maybe we heard it in Sunday school.
或者我们自己的圣经里面读了好几次。
Or we've read it in the Bible.
还有许多人是看美国 Hollywood 的 Samson and Delilah 那个影片才得到这个知识。
And many people saw the film Samson and Delilah.
我现在讲一句很重要的话。
I want to say something important.
美国的那个影片是违背了圣经许多的记载，另外做的一个故事。
The film of course is not biblical.
所以我们不能把那边的情节跟今天要讲的相提并论。
We cannot compare the two together.
参孙在地上的时候
，When Samson was on earth,
他有许多过人的地方。
There are many things about him that was good.
他体魄高大。
He was physically strong.
他气力特别强盛。
Tremendous strength.
所以他可以说到处去，没有一个人可以反对他。
He could go anywhere without opposition.
在参孙所记载下来，在记载参孙的事迹里面
，in the incidents of Samson，
我们看见几件很重要的事情。
We can see a few important things.
他曾经赤手空拳杀死一只的狮子。
We have seen that he could kill a lion with his bare hands.
这个比武松打虎更早很久很久以前。
It is much longer than the Chinese hero 武松。
参孙是人类历史中间最有气力的一个人。
He can be considered as the strongest among men.
这是神自然恩典中间特别赐给他个人的。
A natural grace that was given by God.
参孙的力量，参孙的事迹被记载早在希腊神话中间 Heracles 以前的很久。
And this was recorded long before Greek mythology Heracles.
所以跟民族中间那些最强壮的人不能与他相比。
And you cannot use the mythological heroes to compare with him.
中国的武松打虎。
The Chinese hero 武松。
到希腊的 Heracles 这位最大力士的神。
And Greek Hercules.
都不过的不能与这个参孙相比。
Cannot be compared with Samson.
第二个重要的事迹。
The second thing.
就是参孙曾经用一块的炉腮骨来打死一千个那些他的仇敌。
That Samson once killed 1,000 of his enemies with a donkey's jawbone.
有一块的骨头。
Just one bone.
打死一千个人。
He killed 1,000 people.
这个记录，我想全世界历史是没有的。
I think this must be a record.
你可以想想他英勇非凡。
He must have been very courageous.
他真是一个很大大能的勇士。
And a great mighty warrior.
不但如此，我们看见有一次参孙被困在一个城里面。
But we also see him being trapped in the city.
他们把城门把它关起来。
They closed the city gates.
你知道古代的城墙厚得不得了，又高又大，城门都又重又大。
And you know that in the ancient days, the city gates are very heavy and strong.
那么你被困在这样的城里面怎么办呢？
What would you do if you were trapped?
参孙看看城门的时候，
When Samson saw the gate,
他把他灵机一动，把整个门把它拆下来。
He just took the gate down.
把整个城门就放在背上，这样不休息，把它带到山上去。
And he took the gate and went up onto the hills.
所以我个人看参孙是创意特别厉害的人。
And so I think he was very creative.
他的做法，
the way he worked,
他的策略，
his strategy,
他的机警。
His intelligence,
他的理性的功用
his reason,
是非常非常有创意的
must have been original.
还有一次他把300个狐狸尾巴对尾巴的把它接起来那点着火让他们到处跑活的种子就蔓延到整个乡村
and once he caught 300 foxes and they tied them with tails together and light it and let it go in the harvest field
参孙所做的事情都是前无古人后无来者
all the things he did were completely unique
每一个人模仿他的都不能在分量上与他相比
and no one can really imitate him
他的思想他的创作都是前人没有的
All the way he thought must have been very unique and original.
为什么他撤下城门把他带到山上去呢
Why did he take down the city gate and bring it to the hills?
因为他们不容易把他带下来了
Because he knew they couldn't bring it down.
所以他就一次就解决了这个事情。
And he could have solved his problem once.
仓促的还有几次被捆锁起来。
And many times he was tied up.
当他醒过来的时候呢
，When he awakened，
他讲一挣的时候，那些大的绳子就好像小的细线一样被他挣脱了。
He was able to break all the ropes and bondages.
不但如此
，Not only that，
他跟死的时候
，When he died，
一个人死，三千人与他一同死。
He brought the death of 3,000 with him.
这也是创意特别高的人才能想出来的。
And this must have been a creative method.
所以参孙一个很特别、很特别的人。
So he was very special.
我相信参孙生得很英俊。
I believe he must have been very handsome.
我相信参孙生得很高大。
And very tall.
所以什么时候他要女人，女人就要他。
And so he could have any women he wanted.
这样的男人是很幸福吗？
Is this a good life?
这样的男人是不是可以得到他所要的一切？
Did this man have everything he wanted?
这也就是他失败的原因。
This was the reason for his failure.
这件事情告诉我们，神把恩典赐给人，而人随便使用恩典是一件很危险的事情。
This tells us that it is dangerous to misuse the grace of God.
参孙的体魄哪里来？
Where did he get his strength from?
参孙的力量哪里来呢？
Where did he get his beautiful body from?
参孙的智慧哪里来呢？
Where was his intelligence from?
这是从神所赐下来的。
It all came from God.
但是参孙领受这些自然的恩典以后，
But after he had received all these natural gifts,
到底是不是好好使用这些恩典呢？
Did he use these gifts properly?
所以参孙在世界上的日子，
although Samson's when he was on earth,
曾经抵挡非利士人对以色列人的侵略。
He fought against the Philistines, against the Israelites.
但是他还不是一个最好的士师。
But he was not the best judge.
当我十几岁查考这些圣经的时候
，When I was a teenager and I was reading this,
我很奇怪，士师记常常出现的一句话，从来没有在参孙的事迹上面出现过。
There is a phrase that is not mentioned in the life of Samson.
比如说，士师记说某某人做士师几十年，国中享受太平。
In the judges, you will see the phrase, someone is the judge and there's peace for many decades.
某某人做士师的时候，以色列享受太平几十年。
Also, and such was the judge and Israel had peace for many decades.
这句话就是士师真正的功用。
This phrase describes the purpose of the judge.
士师被赐下来。
For the judge to come.
士师活在那个时代。
For them to live.
他依靠上帝的大能。
They had to rely on the power of God.
拯救百姓脱离仇敌的侵犯。
And save the people from the enemies.
真正的目的就是要以色列人享受太平。
The true purpose was to have peace.
但是世界的士师他们的战功从个人来看没有一个能够超过参孙。
But their accomplishment cannot exceed that of Samson.
虽然参孙有许多伟大的伟大的这个成就，
although Samson had great accomplishments,
但是圣经从来没有说参孙做事是以色列国享受太平几十年，没有这一句。
But the Bible didn't say that there's peace because of Samson.
这样神对参孙的侍奉是有失望的地方。
And so God must have been disappointed with his ministry.
参孙是不是有信心的人呢？
Was he a man of faith?
当然是的。
Of course he was.
参孙是不是有顺从上帝的人呢？
Was he obedient to God?
当然是的。
Of course he was.
参孙知道不知道他蒙受的是神的恩典，是神的怜悯呢？
Did he know that he has received great grace from God?
他知道。
He knew.
那我们从哪里知道他是有信心，是有顺从，也明白神的恩典的人呢？
How do we know that he had faith, he was obedient and understood the grace?
因为这两件事他持守了。
There are two things he took care of.
终身没有剃他的头。
For the entire life, he did not shave his head.
他不吃喝清酒浓酒。
And he did not partake of alcohol.
所以讲，参孙在这些生活的里面有一些重要的重点，他真正抓住神对他讲的话语。
And so within his life, he was obedient to God.
上帝特别对他的父母亲讲一句很严重的话。
And God said sternly to his parents,
你要谨慎。
You must be careful.
这个孩子不可以剃头发。
You are not to shave his head.
这个孩子不可以喝浓酒。
And not to give fermented drinks to him.
这些严重的这个境界的话语。
All these warnings
已经提醒了他父母亲。
Reminded his parents.
参孙也把这些话听进去了。
And Samson remembered this.
那么参孙顺从上帝。
He was obedient to God.
所以这一方面证明他是有信心的人。
This means that he had faith.
他是仰望上帝、依靠上帝、顺服上帝的人。
He relied on God and he was obedient.
但是最糟糕的就是他对上帝的顺服就限制在这一两句话的里面。
But he was obedient only in these two things.
这就是我们今天许多的基督徒没有办法挣脱我们观念中间的限制和捆绑一个最好的榜样。
This is the best example for many Christians who are not able to have a breakthrough.
有一些基督徒一生一世去抓住圣经的一两句。
Many Christians rely on a few verses in the Bible for their entire life.
然后他就在这一两句的限制中间过生活。
And then they live their life within the constraint of the two verses.
他看见别人没有遵守他所遵守那两句的时候，他就批判别人。
When they see that others are not following their few verses, they will be judgmental.
但是神的道岂是这么狭窄的吗？
But the word of God is not so narrow.
神的命令岂是这么限制的吗？
The commands of God is not finite.
如果参人只在自己的限制中间，以为自己已经顺服了上帝。
Samson thought that within these few verses he was obedient.
却在许多许多别的事情上没有好好注意神的旨意和圣灵的引导。
But in many things he did not take care of the will of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
岂不是使自己有漏掉生命很多很多的机会吗？
And so he had lost many opportunities in his life.
这就是信徒一个很大的弊病。
This is the greatest problem with Christians.
今天我们看见有许多的教会也是如此。
Many churches are the same.
有一些教会在讲台上教导的来来去去就是那几节的圣经。
Some churches place great emphasis on a few verses.
然后他们就夸他们的教会经历了那几节的圣经，那就用此来轻看所有的教会。
And they will boast about a few verses about their church and they look down on other churches.
他们以为如果有医病、有干鬼、有神迹，这就是圣灵的同在。
They think that if they have healing, they have signs and wonders, the Holy Spirit is with them.
这个教会是一生一世团团转，都在这几个原则里面，他以为已经遵行上帝的旨意。
And these churches will go in a circle within these few principles. They think they are fulfilling the will of God.
神还有更丰富、测不透的奥秘，他不去追求、不去挖掘，也不去渴望明白。
They do not seek after the greater gifts of God, the greater mystery of God.
所以这样的教会就继续不断在狭窄的限制中间，把自己关在囚牢里面，很难脱开，很难长进。
It is difficult for these churches to have a breakthrough and to break away from this cyclical.
你说他是信上帝的吗？
You ask the question, do they believe in God? Yes, they do.
你说你想他知道上帝的命令吗？
Do they know the will of God?
他知道上帝的命令。
They know.
你说他真的遵守上帝的道吗？
Are they obedient to the word of God?
这些范围里面，他们遵守了上帝的道。
Within this constraint, yes.
但在其他的事情上，他们可能糊涂到一个地步。
But in other cases, they may be so confused.
他们的生活与外邦人一点没有分别。
That their life is not different from the Gentiles and pagans.
这就是参孙跟基甸最大不同的地方。
This is the biggest difference between Samson and Gideon.
基甸明白上帝的旨意。
Gideon knew the will of God.
基甸寻找上帝的旨意。
He seek after the will of God.
他求上帝把证据清清楚楚给他。
He wanted God to give him the evidence.
不但是一次，他也第二次的重新把他这个定罪下来。
Not only once, but second time.
然后他才为主勇敢的做工。
And then he was bold and worked for the Lord.
基甸的谨慎。
The cautious of Gideon.
基甸的认真。
His sincerity,
那个参孙的生平上完全没有看到。
Cannot be seen in the life of Samson.
基甸对神的追求。
The seeking of God by Gideon.
所以他得着了新的力量来侍奉上帝。
Allowed him to have great strength to serve the Lord.
参孙就靠着自然的力量来侍奉上帝。
But Samson served with natural strength.
所以他没有更认真进一步的追求。
And so he did not seek after the Lord.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is pretty sad.
今天我们看见侍奉的人有两种人。
There are two types of people who serve the Lord.
一种人深深知道自己的恩典不够。
One, the first time knew of the deficiency of his grace.
深深知道自己的才干恩赐不够。
That he did not have enough talent.
所以他们认真追求渐进式祷告，渴慕神更大的恩典。
And so they look after, they seek after God and they prayed very hard.
当他们真正知道上帝的带领的时候，
When they are clear about the guidance of God,
勇敢为耶和华征战。
With great boldness, they will fight for the Lord.
又看见另外一种侍奉者。
But there is another type of servant.
因为他们的天资聪明，他们的体格，他们的许多的先天条件都很优越。
Some people had great talent, they were born with special gifts.
他们感觉到不需要特别追求。
They think that they did not seek after.
随时随地他就可以站起来。
Anytime they want, they can stand up and speak.
随时随地他可以侍奉上帝。
They can serve God anywhere.
不但如此，侍奉上帝以后，他们在别的事情上都非常的放松。
Not only that, they are very indulgent in other areas.
Samson 就是这种人最好的例子。
Samson is the best example.
你说他有信仰吗？
Does he have faith?
你说他知道上面命令吗？
Did he know the will of God?
你说他顺从吗？
Was he obedient?
他顺从。
He was.
他有信心。
He had faith.
但他把上帝的命令限制在很窄很窄的范围。
But he confined the will of God in a narrow scope.
让其他的事他就没有好好去注意。
And he would not pay attention to other things.
失败就一次再一次的临到他的身上。
And so he failed time and again.
那昌顺的失败在什么地方呢？
Where did he fail?
昌顺的失败就是随着情欲行事。
His failure is because he moved according to his flesh.
代表一个不顺从圣灵而顺从情欲的侍奉者。
He represents a person who serves in accordance to his flesh and not Holy Spirit.
我们今天成为神的见证人。
For us to be witnesses of God.
我们今天侍奉上帝。
For us to serve the Lord.
我们清楚知道情欲与圣灵相争，圣灵与情欲相争，使我们不能做我们所愿意做的事情。
We must know that our flesh is in conflict with the Holy Spirit, that we cannot do things that we want to do.
所以一个真正得救要顺服主的人所过的选择性的痛苦的生活是。没有信主的人很难了解。
And so a person who truly are saved and are born again would choose a painful lifestyle that a non-believer cannot understand.
当你肯顺从圣灵的时候，
when you're willing to be obedient to the Holy Spirit,
你的老我，你的情欲就把你拉到这个世界上去。
Your old nature and your old self will want to pull you back.
使你没有办法顺从圣灵。
That you will not be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
当你真正顺从情欲的时候，
when you are obedient to your flesh,
因为你是重生得救的人，所以圣灵在你心中感动，又使你感到很难。不跟着他走。
Because you are born again, you will want to listen to the Holy Spirit.
所以这是基督徒的困境。
This is the difficulty of being a Christian.
我们在里面有个征战的这个局势。
There is a conflict within our hearts.
圣灵与情欲相争，情欲与圣灵相争。
The Holy Spirit will be in constant battle with our flesh.
使我们不能做我们所愿意做的事情。
That we cannot do things that we want to do.
那我们只有两条路可以走。
There are only two solutions.
我们是体贴肉体。
We can go with the flesh.
顺从情欲呢？
Do we go with our desires?
我们体贴圣灵，顺从他的引导。
Or do we go with the Holy Spirit and be obedient?
你在圣经所记载的三昌顺的事迹里面，
in the events of Samson,
你看见他几乎没有这样的冲突。
You can see that he did not have such a conflict.
他几乎不是应付这样的矛盾。
He don't have to deal with such ironies.
他只有完全顺服情欲就可以了。
He was a person that just followed his flesh desires.
很可怜的事情。
This is very sad.
参孙在什么事情上顺应情欲呢？
In what matters can we see this?
在性的需要上。
In his sexual needs.
在年轻人爱情的这一方面。
In the love life.
他没有顺从圣灵，他只顺从他的
He was not obedient with the Holy Spirit, but to his own flesh.
这件事情好像又是有神的安排。
But it seems that God is arranging all this.
所以当他爱上腓力斯的女子。
And so when he was in love with a Philistine woman,
是不是外邦人？不是外邦人。
He didn't care whether that woman was a Gentile.
他没有想是上帝的子，不是上帝的子。
Or whether she belonged to God.
他就对父母亲说：“我爱这个人，我喜愿跟他与他结婚。”
He told the father that I love this woman. I want to marry her.
他的父亲当然不喜悦。
The father did not want that.
你们都知道亚伯拉罕给孩子娶媳妇的时候。
You remember when Abraham wanted to have a daughter in law?
他的老仆人用手放在他的大腿之下。向上帝发誓。
He wanted his servant to swear an oath to God.
你不能为我的以撒，我的独生子娶一个迦南的女子。
That you will not bring a Canaanite as my wife.
你到我的本族那里，为了娶一个我们原乡原族的女子。
You have to swear that you will go back to our people to get a woman for my son.
这样认真、这样严肃的历史记载。
This is the historical record of a person who is so solemn with God.
当然，马诺亚跟他的妻子知道这个事情。
Manoah would have known this.
但是他生了一个孩子。
But now he has a son.
是上帝所赐给他的。
Given to him by God.
又美貌，又高大，又强壮，又特别有力。
Handsome and very strong.
是神特别兴起他做事事的，就以色列人。
A judge that was raised by God.
但是这个孩子偏偏爱的是随自己的情欲所选择的是外邦腓力斯仇敌的女人。
But this son wanted the enemy.
那怎么办呢？
What would they do?
圣经说这事出于耶和华。
The Bible says that the Lord arranged for this.
所以我们很难明白。
It was difficult to understand.
许许多多不对的事情，怎么是神所许可的呢？
Many things that seems wrong, how can God allow it?
我个人把上帝有关他意志的事情分成四个等级。
I segregate the will of God into four different areas.
一，有关于上帝的意志的问题。第一个等级就是神永远的计划。
The first one is the eternal will of God.
第二个, the eternal planning of God.
The eternal plan of God.
第二个层等级是什么呢?
The second area.
是在历史上的引导跟安排。
The leading and guidance within history.
第三个等次是什么?
The third one.
神特殊情况中间的许可。
The allowance of God in special circumstances.
第四个等级是什么呢?
The fourth one.
是完全任凭人自由。
God give man up and give him freedom.
这四个等级。
Within these four areas.
到最后一等的时候。
When you reach the last one.
人是绝对自由的。
Man is completely free.
但在这个等级里还是神的意志所产生出来的。
But within this freedom, it comes from the will of God.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
连你可以被任凭自由，也是神定义让你可以自由。
Your very freedom comes from the will of God.
所以你是在神的定义之下领受自由。
And so you receive your freedom because He determined it.
这个叫做上帝的任凭。
This is God allowing you
to go straight. 那我们从这四个等级一个一个讲下来。
When we review all these four areas,
上帝永远的旨意为我们定的是最美好的。
The first one, the eternal plan of God is always of the best.
你不要。
You don't want
你不明白。
You don't understand it.
你直接用你自己的办法摸索自己去寻找。
You want to use your own method to find, to search.
当你真正谦卑在上帝面前的时候。
But when you are truly humble before the Lord.
上帝体恤你的本体不过是尘土。
God will remember that you are but made of dust.
上帝在你寻找的过程中间用他的灵用他的道来帮助你。
Within your searching, His Holy Spirit and His Word will help you.
所以你寻找的过程中间有圣灵的引导。
When you are searching for Him, the Holy Spirit guides you.
结果慢慢慢慢就把你感动到一个可以顺从上帝的地步。
And He will bring you to a stage where you can be obedient to Him.
以后圣灵引导的终极的点就把人带进上帝永远的旨意里面。
The end of the guidance of the Holy Spirit is to bring us into the eternal will of God.
这是第二个层次。
This is the second area.
第二个层次跟第一个层次中间的差别是什么呢?
What is the difference between the first and the second?
第一个层次是先知先觉的一个层次。
The first one is the foreknowledge and foreunderstanding.
第二个层次是后知后觉的层次。
The second one is the secondary understanding.
要经过许多的冤枉路。
Then you have to move a lot of mistakes.
经过许多的经验。
And travel to different pathways.
经过圣灵特殊的引导。
Until the Holy Spirit guides you.
慢慢慢慢慢慢慢可以开通你的茅塞，明白上帝的。
Slowly you understand the will of God.
这样你就花了很多的时间。
You have to spend lots of time.
你跑了很多的冤枉路。
And go make a lot of mistakes.
付了是一个不需要付的代价。
And paid a lot of needless price.
这是第一跟第二不同的地方。
The difference between the first and the second.
第三点是什么呢？
The third one.
当神把永恒的旨意向你显明了，你不知道。
After the Lord has shown you the eternal plan and you do not understand.
当神把圣灵赐给你，引导你的时候，你不顺服。
When God gives you the Holy Spirit to guide you and you are not obedient,
你还有自己的意念,
you still have your own will,
自己的偏好,
your own bias,
有自己的选择,
your own choices.
上帝说, 好, 我许可你吧。
And God will say, fine, I allow you to go.
I permit you.
I permit you.
这个呢, permission, 这个 allowance, 这个许可, 也你就掉在次等的恩典中间。
And allow you to fall to the second rated grace.
因为这不是神永远的旨意。
This is not in the eternal will of God.
这是你的意志强求的结果。
This is the result of your strong will.
所以上帝许多时候把次等恩典给我们，因为我们不愿意领受上好的福分。
Sometimes God allows us to have secondary grace because we are not willing to receive the best blessing.
所以还在神的主权之下。
But it is still under the sovereignty of God.
那么我要问你，就是你有什么东西不在神的主权之下的吗？
The question therefore is there anything outside of His sovereignty?
没有。
None.
没有任何的事物在神的主权之外。
Nothing is outside His sovereign will.
没有任何的事物不在神的控制之下。
Nothing is out of His control.
也没有什么事物是在神许可的权柄之外，自己可以达到自己的意志的绝对的。
And nothing can be achieved outside the will of God.
所以当第三个层次你不接受的时候，
When you refuse even the third area of grace,
上帝用他的主权决定你，许可你，任凭你享受绝对的自由。
By His sovereign will, He will allow you complete freedom.
那当你享受绝对的自由的时候，
When you are enjoying this complete freedom,
你可能用罪人的思想说，连上帝对我都没有办法。
As a sinner, you say even God has not, cannot do anything to me.
现在他不能再管我了。
He cannot control me anymore.
我的自由是在他权柄之外的自由。
My freedom is outside of his control.
其实绝对没有这样的事情。
But it is absolutely
没有在神的绝对的权柄之外的任何自由。
There is no freedom outside the absolute will of God.
当你有绝对自由的时候
，When you think you have absolute freedom,
神任凭你绝对化你的自由。
It was because God allowed you to have absolute freedom.
God allowed you to absolutize your false freedom. 而你这个自由不是真正的自由。
This is not true freedom.
因为只有上帝的自由才是真正又是绝对的。
The true freedom and absolute freedom must come from God.
就是神的任凭。
This is God allowing you.
那从这个整个架构来看。
From this entire structure then.
你就不奇怪圣经里有一些不同层次神的许可。
You will see how God allowed people to do different things in the Bible.
当马大侍奉上帝的时候
，When Martha served God,
他一面在厨房煮菜，一面责备他的妹妹。
As she was preparing in the kitchen, she was rebuking her sister.
她把自己有限的下载当做整个侍奉的全部。
Using her narrow thinking process, she thinks this is what worship is all
about. 主啊，我是侍奉你。
Oh Lord, I serve you.
玛利亚坐在那边。不是侍奉你。
Mary sitting there is not serving you.
难道我应该这么忙，她这么空闲
？I'm working so hard and she's so lazy.
难道我做的半事，她就坐在那边什么都不做
？I work so hard and she just sat there.
耶稣基督如果没有把这个回应讲出来
，If Jesus did not give a response,
我们很容易跟马大一样绝对化自我的观念。
We will probably be like Martha, absolutize our own thinking.
摩西说，耶稣说，马大，马大。你为许多的事情劳苦愁烦。
And Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you have worked and anxious over so many things.
有一件事是不可缺少的。
But you are lacking in one thing.
玛利亚已经选了上好的福分是不能夺取的。
Mary has already chosen the best blessing that cannot be taken away.
马大要所有的人看见他所做的才是绝对性的侍奉。
Martha wanted everybody to see her service.
耶稣基督他说不是的，你这个是次要的，不是重要的。
Jesus said, no, this is secondary, not primary.
First thing first.
You must do first thing first.
哪一个是先的？优先处理之。
You must do the right thing first.
这是圣经里面很重要的原则。
A very important biblical principle.
这个原则呢，早在这个孔子的书第一本第一章就提到了。
From the very first chapter of Confucius' work, we have seen.
事有本末，有先后，有这个始，有终。知其先后，则近道也。
Confucius said, all things have a certain order. If you know the order, you are close to the truth.
如果你用这个观念在看圣经的话
If you use this concept to see the Bible,
圣经一重一重先后观念的次序
You will see that the Bible has all this understanding of order.
不是我们拣选他，是他拣选我们
It is not that we have chosen him, but he has chosen us.
我们爱上帝呢，他先爱我们
We love God because he first loved us.
所以在孔子没有讲这些话以前
Before Confucius said all this,
全本圣经就隐藏了先后问题的总原则。
The Bible already had the general principle of order.
在新约圣经更加具体的把这些总原则提出来了。
The New Testament elaborated all this.
所以你就先求上帝的国、上帝的义。
And so seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
你所需要的足就加给你，不是赐给你，不是单单足够给你，是加添给你。
But all this will be added onto you, not just given to you to be sufficient, but added.
所以人的定位。
The order of man,
人的分类
the way we segregate ourselves,
人对先后重要次要的了解
our understanding of the correct order of things,
跟上帝的价值观念是完全不一样
It's different from the value system of God.
耶稣说人若认为尊贵的在上帝面前是可憎恶的
Jesus said the things that we think are precious are disgusting to God.
基督说我们认为最重要的神认为是次要的
Many things we think are most important God does not think so.
基督说我们做了次要的事把重要的放下来
Many a times we treat secondary things as important.
我批判那些最做最重要事情的。
And we judge those who are doing the most important things.
所以主耶稣对马大对他哀叹的说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事愁烦。”
And so Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you are anxious over many things.
这些不是最重要的事。
These are not most important.
你竟然把它当成最重要的。
But you treated them as most important.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly I say to you,
玛利亚已经选了上好的福分。
Mary has chosen the best blessing.
所以讲在侍奉的中间呢。
And so in our ministry,
有时候我们在上帝意志中间，我们定了最高的阶层里面。
Sometimes in the will of God, we are at the highest status.
有时候我们在第二个阶层里面。
Sometimes we are the second one.
有时候我们掉在第三个阶层还不自觉。
Sometimes we don't know that we are in the third layer.
以自己的忙碌来夸口。
And because we are busy, we think it's great.
最糟糕的是 第四个层次。
The worst is to fall under the fourth area.
第四个层次，中间人以为自己绝对自由。
We think that we are absolutely free.
在这个极端的中间，认为神是不存在的。
And then we think God does not exist.
我是绝对自由。
I am absolutely free.
他不相信他的。